Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Ahalas Perg Yud Gimel Mishnah, Beis. Chaloin Shehi La'avir. A window that was made for literally air. Is that the same as made for light, says the Batanura? Yes. Take a look at the first Batanura over here. Chaloin Asi La'avir. A window that was made La'achnes by Avir Olam, to bring in the air of the world. V'hainu, that's the same as Chaloin, a window Asi La'mar that was made for light. So we said in the previous mission, the window that was made for light, even a small hole, far smaller than a tefach, has a chashivas. Why do we change the lashon from light to air? Is that the mefarshim adan over here? Well, the mindset, that's how the mefarshim explained it. Avri means to bring in the air, to bring in the light. Shiura, so the shiur is meloi makdeach. Right, the big bit that was used in the lishka, and the beis hamikdash, like we learned in the previous mission. Barnabayis chutzalah. Let's say he built a house next to this window that used to be to the outside, and now it no longer brings in the air or the light. Zakta Mishnah, so Shiura, the shear changes. The shear for Tumah to pass through is Bepeseach Tefach, like a regular window, like a window that was made to keep things there. Once it no longer serves the purpose of bringing in light, so it has then of a regular window. So some say, that's what the Mishnah means, Chaloin Shi La'avim. It was made to bring in light, but it has to be to the open air. Because if there's going to be a house afterwards, that's going to block the light, and it goes back to where it was. That's what the Mishnah was trying to set up over here. In any event, Zakta Mishnah Vaiter, so he builds his house next to his window. What happens if Nasan is a Tikra be'emsa chalayin? He plays the roof of the house he built, mamish be'emsa chalayin, next to the middle of the window. So if you're going to look at the top of the window, you'll still see the air. If you look at the bottom of the window, you'll see the house. So what's interesting is the window itself divides into two in terms of what the shear is. Ha-tachta, in the lower half of the window, b'peseach tefach. This no longer has any air or light. So this window would need the size of a square tefach for Tumah to go through. The elyon, the top part of the window that's above the roof, that's still there for light. MMA, Lamalay Mekdech, the much smaller shear of the size of the hole made by the drill in the base of Mikdash. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that if you have a window that's made for light and you start closing it, you don't finish off closing it, it gets a totally different shear. Isn't that the same case over here? And the answer is no, the Rishash explains. There, the person intended to seal the whole window, he just didn't have a chance to finish it. Here, no one is intending to seal the whole window. Really, no one intended to seal any part of the window. But this man decided to put his roof here. So practically speaking, the bottom part of the window that no longer has light. So here the shear goes up to a tefach. It becomes a regular window that's made to put things there. And the top part of the window, which still has the light, here the shear for the tumah to pass through will still be the meloi mekdeach. Here you still get your light, and therefore the window itself is much more of a chashivas. That's where the shear would be, Meloi Makdech.